Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Doesn't that feel better, you guys? Doesn't it feel better to clear the air?
Right. 585-252-9800.
You can do it right now. What do you need to get off your chest this morning? Let them rip for There I Said It. Let's go over to a couple people here. I think, you know what? I'm going to do mine for today.
Do it.
I never understood why being child-free doesn't come with tax breaks. If you're not overpopulating the planet, you should get compensated. Where's my refund? There I said it.
Your refund is every day that you don't have to buy them clothes, buy them food, buy them this, buy them that. That's your refund. Take it or leave it.
Stefan Diggs never wearing a condom is crazy.
Oh my God. Now you're calling him out.
Dude, just wear protection. It doesn't fit. Okay. This guy's got like five kids on the way. He's the new Nick Cannon.
He has five kids.
He's got like, well, Cardi B now, and then, I don't know, I think like a couple others.
Some kids for a child. You're like just making this up.
But it's all at the same time.
What?
Yeah. You didn't see Cardi B's video this morning? She's like, we're going to figure it out. Because asked her, like, how do you feel about all this? He's got multiple kids with different women, and it seems like they're all going to be giving birth at the same time. She's like, we'll figure it out.
His third child's on the way. You're acting like he has a gaggle of kids, like, just trailing behind him as he's running out of the tunnel.
Let's go over to Jeanette. I disagree with this take. The 90s weren't that great. The 90s were not that great. I think people just miss being young. Half the music was trash, and the fashion was even worse. There, I said it. Okay, half the music was amazing. The fashion, yes, that was questionable. Come on, you don't miss wearing overalls with a turtleneck underneath?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's all coming back around. It's all coming back around. You gotta just take it for what it is.
Nothing screamed, don't touch me on a date, than a woman showing up with a turtleneck and overalls on top of it. It's great.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow, this is a hot take. If you're upset your partner, if you're upset that your significant other got upgraded to first class and left you in economy, you are a terrible partner and likely a selfish person. There, I said it.
That's your dad.
I know, but he's seeking it out.
Yeah.
No, they're saying the person, like, you're not happy for them. You're a terrible person. The person back in economy, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, all the peasants are to the back of the plane. You got no knee room.
Never forget, we were on our way to Disney. My dad was sitting in first class. The back of us, we were in the back. There's the row of three people. It was me, my mom, my brother. He sent my mom a drink back from first class. She goes, I don't want it. I'm so good. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Your mom, dude. That is great. I love it. Good morning, guys. You're not brave for going to therapy. You're privileged to be able to afford it. So let's all stop pretending it's accessible self-care for everyone. There, I said it.
BetterHelp.com. They really should sponsor us at this point. They really should.
I mean, $40 a week. Sometimes that's a lot for some people, you know?
For sure. But I mean, would you rather pay the $40 or go clinically insane and then have a hospital bill of like $800 for the day, you know? Just calling it for what it is.
All right. Okay. Carly says, hi, Moose and Breeze. I miss when ugly people knew they were ugly. What's...
Oh my God.
What's happening today? Now everyone thinks they're a baddie because they use filters and own a ring light.
Remember that person that was like, I think we were at like Zuber or something, and they were like, look for the baddie in the white. You're like, I'm so sorry. All I'm looking at is the elephants. So tough. What?
I don't know why you would share that.
Why?
Michelle, because they listen. What are you doing?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, it happened.
Let's go over. Jeez. Travis says blocking someone isn't immature. It's emotional self-defense. And just remember that you don't owe anyone access to you ever. There, I said it. Well said, Travis. Well said,
Travis.
Is this the same Travis that works out at Midtown and refuses to take his bracelet off?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Don't we miss that guy?
I asked someone over the weekend, I'm like, where are you working out at? Midtown. Oh, so you think you're better than me? Yeah, I do, actually. Perfect.
It is a nice place, though, isn't it? It's a nice place. Breezy went once as a guest a couple months ago. She was hooked.
I fell in love with pickleball. That was where I found my passion for pickleball.
All right, let's get to
some... I haven't played since, but that's all right.
Let's get to a couple more of your hot takes this Monday. Mark says, don't shoot the messenger this morning, but soda tastes way better after it's gone flat. There, I said it. Mark, you are a monster. Oh, that's disgusting. I was at a party over the weekend, and I was given a beer. It was so gross because it expired and the carbonation was completely gone. But I drank it because I didn't want to be rude. I was one and done after that.
You just dump it down in the grass. It's fine. I'm so sorry.
We weren't outside. I'm just dumping it in the kitchen floor.
Remember when I watered the plant out here, but it's fake?
Yes, I do remember that.
Pouring water in it. It's a fake plant, so.
I think she comes back a week later. Why is this thing still brown? Well, it's not real, so. It's a fake fern.
Dead.
What's yours for today?
Mine for today is this. Cake really isn't that good. There, I said it. Cake is the most overrated dessert. Everyone's like, oh my God, I love cake.
Breezy, there's thousands of cakes. Pick one that isn't good.
Well, last night I was at my soon-to-be father-in-law's birthday. Carrot cake? Disgusting.
Oh, one of the best.
Raisins. Shards of carrots. Like, it's disgusting. It's
that cream cheese frosting.
There's literally walnuts and raisins in it. Disgusting.
It's so good.
Raisins is like the acne of baked goods. It's disgusting.
Don't get me wrong. Carrots and raisins don't typically go together. But you mix that up and throw it in a cake.
Anyone who likes carrot cake, I don't trust you.
I love a good carrot. Best carrot cake in town?
Cheesy Eddie's.
Cheesy Eddie's, baby.
No free plugs here.
Let me get to one more. Never cleaning your toilet bowl and allowing the dirt to form into a pink rim around the bowl is criminal. And the fact that people have no problem throwing a dinner party and allowing others to use this disgrace of a bathroom you call a restroom is disgusting. Take some pride in the bowl that you poop in. There, I said it. Hey, well said.
Never forget.
Nobody likes a pink rim.
The saturated hand towel. It's like, if it's soaking wet, maybe just change it out. You know what I mean?
This is the... I did this over the weekend. The towel was on the vanity. It's soaking wet.
You're wringing it out over the sink.
I won't use it. I use their bath towel hanging up. I just wipe my hands on that.
Who knows where that thing has been?
I'm never afraid to use a bath towel.
You would have been better off just not washing your hands.
God knows what I caught in that bathroom.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Ariana Grande, Waiting for Your Love, plus switching positions for you. She's a queen.
She really does it all. I can't.
New York State Police have launched a new program aimed at helping both law enforcement and people with autism during public interactions. So this is called the Autism Awareness Visor Card Program, and it's going to help troopers communicate and reduce confusion or fear during interactions. So each patrol car will have a card which has simple visual icons that can be used to communicate as needed. And according to the state police website, one in every 45 adults in the U.S. has autism. So they say when we come into contact with them, we want to be able to educate our members and also people who have autism how to handle the situation so it's a safe interaction. And as we've seen on the news in the last couple of years, some of those interactions have not been so safe.
Correct.
Trooper Lene Crane emphasized the importance of training officers to recognize when someone might need extra help. And there's different ways to approach different situations. So if you have someone who may be nonverbal or may be sensitive to lights, you got to be able to look at that and be able to identify what those challenges may be. So if you are interested in downloading the card and printing it out, you can do so at troopers.newyork.gov, which I think this is a great idea because someone had to take the first step here in moving forward on how to, you know, take care of these situations when dealing with people with autism, because there's a lot of people on the spectrum and there's people who are nonverbal. And when you can't communicate and you find yourself in a stressful situation, it can get ugly really quickly.
Correct.
So this is a good thing that's happening right now. Coming up on the show, resentment is a real thing.
Very much so.
And it stings, especially when it comes from a child. If you have kids, nieces, or nephews, I'm curious.
Uncle of the year.
Have you ever seen this happen? My almost two-year-old niece is officially holding resentment towards someone in the family. And for once, it's not me.
Yeah.
What's wild?
This niece isn't holding resentment against you. Yeah. But you have multiple other nieces and nephews.
That's true. Yes. Yeah. She can't even talk yet, but her anger is loud and clear. I'll share the full story with you coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I find this so interesting because maybe some of you who have kids notice that maybe your son or daughter has this crazy attachment to somebody in the family.
Okay.
For my almost two-year-old niece, that attachment is towards my father. She loves my dad and runs to him when he comes in the house. My dad's been gone in Italy now for almost, what, three,
like a month.
3 weeks. My niece is not happy, and you can tell. And my dad was FaceTiming with my niece when I was in Italy. We're all on the phone. And it's my mom, my brother, and my sister-in-law, and they put my niece on the phone. She refused to pick her head up to look at my dad. She won't do it. She was so pissed. Wow. She was laughing and smiling at me. As soon as my dad popped up, she was not having it. She was like, shut it down.
She's not playing those games.
Shut it down. So we tried it again over the weekend. And she's laughing and giggling. And I'm holding her. And as soon as my dad got on the phone, she put her head down and got super quiet and sad. Without saying it, her body language screamed, just shut it down. I want nothing to do with you.
Not this man.
No, she buries her head in my chest. My dad laughs it off, but you could tell he's butthurt.
He's devastated.
Yeah, his little angel resents him, and she can't even speak yet.
Wow.
It's so interesting. So my niece and her twin brother have just very different personalities. Like, my nephew's very outgoing, constantly smiling, constantly laughing. Mm-hmm. My niece, she will sit there and read the room with a very serious look on her face. She takes note of who's in the room, who's standing too close to her. She's extremely judgmental. And like I said, I was holding her, and she's just sitting there. And it's like she stared at me with a straight face for what seemed like an eternity. And I finally said, I love you, Savannah. And then she sneezed in my mouth.
That's disgusting.
So my dad gets on FaceTime. She takes one look at him. That's it. Buries her head in my chest. And she's so mad at him for leaving.
She's using you as a scapegoat, essentially, to make it seem like she's bonded with you while he was away.
Or anyone, for that matter.
Yeah.
She's basically giving him the silent treatment.
She's trying to make your dad jealous. That's what she's trying to do, obviously.
She doesn't even have a vocabulary yet.
No.
Have any of you guys with kids noticed that maybe your son or daughter or niece or nephew, they have an attachment to one specific person in the family? Whoever that may be. But I was like, man, this is, for the first time, I feel like I haven't disappointed somebody.
Yeah, you're like, honestly, I'll take my wins where I can get them. A win is a win, right?
Yeah, I will absolutely take my wins.
But it's so offensive when a child doesn't mess with you. Like, it's so
really is
offensive. Like, for example, my best friend's daughter, like, some days she loves me, some days she acts like she has no idea who I am. And like, on those days, I do cry myself to sleep.
It's tough, because I told you the story of, like, as my nieces and nephews are getting older, my niece Olivia is really becoming this independent person. And it's interesting to watch, because growing up, when she was younger and I'd come home from LA and it's Christmas, she would run to me. Uncle Moose is home. Uncle Moose is home. And then a couple years ago, I walked in the house. She's like, ow, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'll just take your gifts back then. I was pissed. It's like, what's your problem?
I love that. Does she still do that?
Not so much. She just did a PowerPoint presentation in school and used our photo in the PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, so now she's using us for clout.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Olivia?
Olivia?
Your blessings, queen.
Chrissy says, my daughter loves me, but will straight up ignore my husband for 10 minutes if he's been gone for too long. Kids really do remember everything. Yes, they do.
Yeah. They just, like, take it all in. And, like, although they aren't speaking or have a vocabulary yet, like you said, they know what's going on. And they take note, and honestly, they count favors and they count disappointments.
They really do. But my niece, like, not even two yet, is just walking around with this chip on her shoulder. I'm like, listen,
She's like, this is my house, can't talk. So.
I'm telling you right now, you got a pretty good life. So let's put a smile on that face.
Are you fighting with a two-year-old?
No, it's ridiculous. Okay, let me get this out of the way, because my nephew, the youngest one, my older brother's
child. Yeah, tell him what you did this weekend.
Growing up, me and him didn't bond. He'd see me, but he was always like, he was very dismissive of me. Now as he's getting
older.
Now
you're trying to justify your behavior.
Now as he's getting older, he loves me. Anyways, it was his big birthday party over the weekend. I thought he was turning six. I got him a happy sixth birthday card. Apparently he's turning seven. And everyone made a big deal about that. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't know what to tell you guys. I tried.
Uncle of the year, truly. You have five nieces and nephews. Five. That's not that many.
Yes, it is.
You can keep track.
You have none. You don't know what it's like. It's very stressful, especially during the holidays. Guys, my two-year-old won't let anyone else hold him except my sister. Doesn't matter who tries. He's straight up having a meltdown if it's not her. Kids pick favorites very early on. I like to think I'm the favorite. I mean, let's be honest. I am the cool uncle. Whether I know their age or not. You know, I made mention to my sister-in-law about this, but I think this is a sign that My niece is going to grow up to hold serious grudges. You can tell. I think she's giving us a glimpse of what she's going to be like in the future.
What's to come?
She's not going to trust anyone. If you do her wrong, you're dead to her.
You're
going to
hear about it.
She doesn't forgive easily. But, you know, she's probably going to be an independent queen. You know what I mean?
She definitely will be.
I do feel like she's going to break a ton of hearts. And I can't wait to sit back and enjoy the show. I really can't. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but guess who's going to be calling you? Your brother. In sheer panic and just like, what are we going to do about Savannah? What are we going to do about...
What are they going to call me for?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm not in the picture.
Yeah, they're not calling you.
And I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.